This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win, order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
95% of Uber Eats orders are on time, which is great. Because the only thing I care about more than football is spicy pepperoni pizza for kickoff. But on the off chance your order is late, Uber Eats will give you 3 months, $0 delivery fee with a free Uber One membership. Now that's a spicy offer.
On time claim based on latest arrival time shown after order is placed. Offer ends 2/19/2023. Current Uber One members not eligible. Subscription will auto-renew at $9.99 each month, starting 3 months from initial enrollment. See uber.com/Uber1 for terms. Benefits available only for eligible stores. Order minimum supply.
Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favourite podcasts.
Till I Die TV, your first choice for everything Leicester City.
Tune in
and join in now.
And now, here's your host.
All right, Chris.
All right, how the devil are we? 1 second, I need to press a different button. I really do. There we go, I'm here. Don't worry, I know you really weren't. How the devil are you all? Welcome along to hopefully what will be a regular but shortest show. Basically, just looking at the news of the day. It's very quiet. Excuse me. Very quiet for Leicester City on the old transfer front, isn't it? Rennie says, hi, Chris. How the devils are you? I am very well, Rennie. Welcome along. And Leicester Fan Channel, good evening. If you don't follow him, get over there now and do so. Another great Leicester channel. This rebuild is all talk and no walk. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of rumours, and we'll be looking at some of those in a minute. But, you know, is anybody worried about the lack of transfer activity? Or is it the fact that we just do it behind the scenes? We don't do our washing in public, as they say. Turf Moorhouse Dan, good evening, sir. Away to Huddersfield. I mean, like going home for you, won't it, on the opening day of the season, but the Yorkshire lad that you are. Mosh too. Christopher, good evening to you, young Rodney. I am well, I hope you are. I survived the DWP today. which was quite interesting. I was ready for slapping him in the face. Spencer Knight, evening, Chris. I listened to the quiz today on podcast. I thought it was great. Thank you very much, because it was a new one. It was a first. We hadn't tried it before. It was a bit of a pilot one. So although Dan won it, I think officially it doesn't count as a win. I think we'll expunge it from the records. And seriously, Dan. Ant says, we to our chest. We knew about Samore form. Didn't know about Perez. There might be a reason. Fair enough, Ant. You've got a point there. Are we making any transfer? No one in talks or walking. I mean, there's two ways of looking at it. I would say we'll go through getting those players that we want to get signed. You know, so the likes that Kieran Dewsbury-Hall, and we'll come on to that soon, has signed. Is that good? Allegedly signed, I should say. Is that good that we're tying these players down? Fofana, you know, he signed a new contract not so long ago. Ricardo, he signed a new contract. Is that part and keeping them? Who knows? I F in one fair and square. Sore loser, that brand. Special test in cricket. I'm not sure. Ryan B, fill me in. So I've got Sky Sports transfer up on the screen here again. It more in hope than anything. So let's have a look, shall we? Let us have a look at what is being said in the local press. I only need to look at the Mercury, and that's not just because it's local. Whether it's trustworthy is up for you to decide. But of course, they do cover a lot of just general news now, so it does kind of all bring it into one place, which is good. But we'll have a look at others as well. But basically, here we go. The latest on Benjamin Bourigaud, is it? You know what I'm like with pronunciations. From Stade Rennais, that obviously played. We are imminently going to make a move for this player. The 20-year-old played the full 90 minutes of both of the French sides Europe season. He scored the opening goal in the second leg to put Rennes 1-0 up. We all remember that. He's got 1 year remaining on his contract. The Bourigaud has just 1 year remaining on his contract with Rennes and is yet to put pen to paper on a new contract, despite the club's efforts. We feel your pain, Club Rennes. We feel your pain. We know what that is like. It is believed the midfielder will years to make a summer move. 8 million. Now that I suppose, if you look at the fact that we've paid 15, for Vestergaard, is 8 million, is that not a bar city that are signing a player for 8 million is a bargain? Is anybody else worried, or is it just me, about there is no money? You know, do we have to sell Tielemans to get any money in to buy players? You know, we know we've not got poor owners. You know, they've committed a lot in the past. Is Samori going to be a player that's going to be like getting a new signing because he's going to come good? I am worried that the fact that, you know, all this travel chaos back on the back of all the, you know, COVID with the hospitality industry, which is obviously, you know, Topps companies, you know, King Power's main business. Are we going to be struggling for money? We've got to avoid being led by everybody else. And oh, they're making this signing, they're making that signing, but we'll see. What do you think of this guy?
Benjamin Beauregard. Like I say, he's 28 years old, so he's not the sort of player we would maybe usually go for. If you like with Fofana, the younger sort of end, and get them in and, you know, train them up. He's coming in 28. You'd expect him to be able to maybe hit the ground. So Lens before he played for Rennes, 21, 22, 38 appearances with 11 goals. That's not bad for a midfielder. He made 48 appearances in all with cup games. He, like I said, he's 28 years old, 5'10". What else have we got information on him? That is really it. I mean, I don't think we'll necessarily make a bid for him. Surely it all depends on whether Tielemans goes. If Tielemans doesn't go and he stays and he signs a one-year contract, are we actually going to need any more midfielders? You know, we're trying to get rid of Choudhury, who not so long ago, you know, Rodgers was blowing smoke out of his arse, saying what a good, and then we've not seen him since. So if we're letting him go, and we've got Sumari, there's no rumours about him leaving again. For a window to find out more. And he says here, this is about going back to KDH contracts, so we'll come on to that later. And yeah, that could be, like I say, I don't think necessarily that one will be happening. And actually, he is I don't know. Maybe not for me, that one. Maybe not for me. I'm not sure. We've got to be careful. We don't just sign players just for the sake of it. We have to make sure we buy the right ones. And we all know where, you know, we need to strengthen, don't we? This one, other news, Man United transfer could spark domino effect. Leicester City could be given a big boost in the hopes of signing one of their reported targets this summer, thanks to Manchester United and Nottingham Forest. Reports last month linked City with an interest in United midfielder James Garner, who spent last season on loan with Nottingham Forest. The Mirror reported that City had been keeping tabs on the player since the FA Cup third round, and journalist Ikrim Kunor, we all know him, added that Brendan Rodgers is looking to sign the midfielder on loan this summer as he looks to add to his central midfield options. Garner played a total of 49 times for Forest last season as they won promotion, obviously, to the Premier League. Again, I'm not sure about this loan the business, because you can't. If it's a loan with an option to sign, yeah, I would totally get that. But just a loan on its own, because at the end of that loan period, all those plans you made and all those tactics and everything you wasted on, it's wasted because he's gone back to his club. Del Boy, how the hell are you? how the fucking hell are you, Del Boy? Well, I hope. Have you signed Tielemans yet? What are you doing? What are you playing at? Come on, we need the money. You go and be with your mom, Renee. I hope she is well. Thanks for popping on. Ant says, I only want Garner if we buy him. I don't want to improve another team's players. That is an excellent point, Ant. And like you say, why get a player on loan? Really, at this point, you know, under we had him for a season, we let him go. You then bring Luckman in. We've had him for a season. Are we keeping him? Are we not keeping him? I still think, for God's sake, 15 million allegedly. Get out there, get the checkbook open and buy him. What the hell are we messing about at? And I'll tell you what as well. Right, let me. You've started me now, Ant. You've started me. I blame you for this. What is happening with Luckman and our transfer policy? Because we're supposed to be getting this transfer guy from Southampton. But his contract doesn't expire until the end of this summer transfer window. So we are going through all this summer transfer window without the guy that's going to be coming in. See where I'm going with this? And I mean, it's not fair to say that, you know, Leicester usually get things right. We've, you know, more often than not, we've got the transfers right. But you know, I wonder about this one. I really do. You know, let's. Is he worth holding on for? Is obviously the main question. But anyway, let us go back and let us have a look back at the news. So, James Garner, he's got good reports. I wouldn't mind him. I probably would take him. But like I say, you know, if we're not careful, we're going to end up with a packed midfield. But yeah, like Ant says there, totally agree with you, Ant. Let's get him signed and let's not let's not mess about with loan players, really. We should be beyond that now, surely, shouldn't we? I mean, you know, who else in the top eight? Please, please do remind me if I'm wrong, or correct me if I'm wrong here. You know, who in the top seven? We were eight. Who in the top seven had loan players in? Did Man City get loan players? Did Liverpool get loan players? No, we shouldn't be messing about with them. I can't stand BR being in charge of this summer's window. I think was he not sort of drawn back from that and the transfer team that were in there in place as things stand? Feeling they are. And why isn't your... There we go. It's been a little bit slow for me. I do apologise, is StreamYard. So, James Justin. Okay, what is the news on James Justin? Rolls looks ready to make the left-back spot his own as he looks to improve his left foot. He also says he's trying to learn from the other four senior full-backs in City squad, knowing that they have skills that he doesn't have in his repertoire. It's one thing that we're not, you know, right backs, we're not too short of. And we've got Castagna there as well. So we've got Castagna who can play right and left. Let's not worry too much about that. And from September onwards, when the bloke from Southampton comes in, yeah, well, we will wait and fingers crossed. Goalkeepers now. What is everybody's thought on the goalkeepers? What should Rodgers do? Just try and get that there. For the first time in about a decade, there's a real debate as to what City should do about their goalkeepers. They have three very good ones in Schmeichel, Ward and Iversen, but which of them should be number one? And then what should happen to the other two? Now, there's a lot. Evening, Mike. How the devil are you, sir? Welcome along. Hope you are well. You know, the goalkeeping. Schmeichel, we know Schmeichel. We know he's good. If I had to sell Schmeichel, Ward or Iversen, and I can't believe I'm not including Djokovic in this, but he has finally gone. We'll probably open up a cupboard in about 9 months' time when he'll pop out and go, hello, still here. I think it's time to sell Kasper. I'm going to come out and say this. I think it is time to sell Kasper. He's got a season left on his contract. Not unlike somebody else. he'll either go on a free in a year's time or we let him go now and try and get some money. He's starting to talk about you know, leaving and whether his future lies elsewhere. He has obviously been a great servant, but as I like to say, has his sell-by date arrived? Because it happens. It happens with, you know, players. They get, you know, he doesn't really feel that he's got any competition there, does he? You know, Danny Ward, he knows that unless he breaks a leg, Danny Ward's not going to get his place. You know, he didn't for the FA Cup. He didn't in Europe. I mean, I feel really, really sorry for Danny Ward. Now, he's a £12 million goalkeeper. £12 million for a second-string goalkeeper that plays once in 3 years in the Premier League. Now, yep, Jupukovic has gone. So I think, and Mike says it here as well, Danny Ward needs to be number one this season for a season for us going to be the World Cup. If not with you, I want him out. I get that. A Wales fan is Mike. I totally 100% get where you're coming from with that one, Mike. I can remember, because I am old and decrepit and my bones are going, but I can remember when we had Peter Shilton and Gordon Banks at the club. Gordon Banks was a World Cup winner in 66, obviously, and as if you don't know the one time we won the World Cup. And Peter Shilton was coming through, and Peter Shilton, a bit like Danny Ward, but he was saying, I want more game time. I want to be playing games. So, you know, I'm going to have to move on. And Leicester took the bold decision of letting Gordon Banks, their number one for numerous years, a World Cup winner, they sold him to Stoke and kept Peter Shilton. Wasn't a bad move, was it? Because, you know, we know where Peter Shilton and what happened with him. But I think it is time for Ward to be given that chance. Casper, his distribution is appalling. 50% of his shots don't even stay on the pitch. He doesn't command his area. He doesn't know if he doesn't like to come out. You know, is he part vampire because he's scared to come for crosses? You know, he's not commanding at all. We've seen the problems in that defence this season, and yeah, not all down to Casper, obviously. But I just think sell Casper. Danny Ward should be number one. He should play all the Premier League games, and then Iverson, who has. Again, not unlike Kevin Dewsbury Hall at Luton, Iverson has won great, great plaudits at Preston North End. They'd love to have him back. He should get the League Cup and the FA Cup. I honestly think that. That's what everybody else is saying. Iverson needs to go on loan and be a number at a Premier club. He's the future. Don't spunk it up the wall. You have a way with words, young Anthony. You have a way with words. I hope you certainly don't teach English at your school, because if you do, I wonder what your pupils are up to. He needs to be number one at a Prem club. I want him to be number one at Leicester. I really do. I think Casper really, like I say, he's come to his sell-by date now. Spencer, surely Susan Whelan speaks to the bloke at Southampton on the phone. Don't know if she does, to be honest with you. Is she allowed to? That is the question. James, good evening. How the devil are you? Welcome along, sir. And like James says there, yes, please do hit the likes and subscribe. Mike says, Ward is excellent in all areas, can pass the ball, can save a shot, and also commands his area well. He's a player that can push his defence up 5 yards. I can't argue with you, Mike. I'm 100% with you on that. That, you know, Danny Ward should be our number one. Yeah, Burnley have changed the name to Companies Burnley. Indeed, they have. I thought they changed the name to Burnley Nil. Or was that last season? Quite possibly. But that is my thoughts on the goalkeeping situation. We move on. And next up, Arsenal double transfer could end Leicester City saga. Okay, Arsenal's interest in signing Youri Tielemans could be impacted by a double transfer involving Manchester City and Leeds United. The Leicester midfield's future has been the subject of intense speculation, having entered the final 12 months of his contract. The midfielder made 49 appearances for the Foxes in all competitions last season, scoring 7 and providing 5. It has recently reported that Arsenal had cooled their interest in the 25-year-old. However, transfer journalist Fabrizio Romano has described Tielemans' future as an open situation. And just as we talk about Tielemans, in pops the Arsenal contingent. Anthony, good evening, sir. I hope you are well. Now, I don't know. Again, I'm going to say what I think here. Anybody else getting fed up with the Tielemans situation? I am getting pissed. I'm just absolutely sign or go, because we don't want this dragging out, Yuri. And all you're going to do is, a bit like Canty when he left, he's going to ruin his reputation. And you're going to ruin your reputation with us. We want to remember the good times. And we don't want to remember, you know, doing a Mahrez and dragging it out and dragging it out. If you're going to go, go. If you think you might be going, sign a one-year extension, a one-year extension. And then, you know, we can get a bit of money for you. You know, last season you had, it was a couple of good seasons, as with most of the team. Last season, it wasn't such a good season, we know. Your role changed a little bit. You weren't as defensive. I think if we were selling you this time last summer, you'd have had a lot more people knocking on the door. And I think the fact that you've not had a good season shows that, you know, Spurs aren't interested. There only seems to be Arsenal that are out there that are interested. No offers on the table. Just rumours upon rumours upon rumours. I can say, play either sign, because if you are going to go, bugger off and let us get another midfielder in, if that's what Brendan wants, and let us plan and let us get that midfielder in. Don't decide leave it until the end, because if you do, fuck off, Yuri. I've had enough of you. You've been great, but sort yourself out. Spencer says here, we should make his mind up, stay or bloody go. Exactly, Spencer, exactly. Tillemans will end up running his contract down and reduce his value. Well, you see, if he does, I don't think he will, Mike. I think he will. If he doesn't go, he might sign that one-year contract, a bit like Maguire did. Knew he was going to Manchester United the season before, but was loyal to Leicester. Leicester had saved his career when he had got relegated with Hull. Didn't want to leave us out of pocket. Signed a new contract with us, but it allowed him to talk to other clubs. And it meant that we could ask £80 million off Manchester United for him. So that's all we're asking Yuri to do. You know, contracts aren't worth the paper they're written on. You know, you could sign a contract and go the following week. Contracts are basically toilet paper, just out there with words written on them. All it would mean is that we could ask a higher price. So Yuri, if you respect the club, please sign or go, decide. Anthony, the Arsenal fan, yeah, it's a bit dragging now with Tillemans. So many different news and rumours going around. Somebody was saying that it's cooling and it's ready to sign. I think it was the Athletic that was saying that he could be signing a new one-year contract. Fabrizio is saying, no, it's all in the open now. They're still talking, but there's no offer on. They've bought a midfielder and they have got interest out there in other players, Arsenal. Now then, somebody mentioned this before, Charles de Caltieri. And yeah, if I pronounced that wrong, I'm going to call him Charles from now on. Could be heading for a transfer battle with Leeds, could Leicester, over reported target, Charles de Caltieri. Brendan Rodgers' side have been touted with a move for the Club Bruges star since January. The 21-year-old forward, 21 goals and 33 assists. It sounds good, but we're talking Belgian league here. Prompted reported interest from AC Milan. Yes, reported interests, also known as agent speak. it was recently suggested that City were ready to surpass Milan's €35 million to regain their position in the transfer race. It has been reported that Leeds could look set to rival Leicester City for his signature. €35 million. So what's that? £30 million. Is he worth what we paid Monaco for Yuri Tillemans? I would not think so. I would not think so. And I don't believe these battles. As it's the agent absolutely just trying to bump his value up. But he wouldn't be a bad signing. He would not be a bad signing. I wouldn't sort of argue. And just moving on to that, or sticking with that point this morning, Club Bruges manager Carl Hufkins has hinted that Charles de Caltieri could leave the club this summer, with Leicester City one of the clubs interested. City have been heavily linked, and he's basically just saying, Del Coteri is not the only Bruges player to be linked with the move away. Winger Niall Lang has also been linked with a move to the Premier League, and Leeds United are interested in him as well. Now, I'm not disrespecting Leeds here, but you know, if it's a Leeds or Leicester situation, surely you'd want to come to Leicester, wouldn't you? You know, with our recent history and Leeds' recent history, just last season, European semi-final with Leeds staying up on the last day of the season. And Leeds, let's be honest with you, you know, they're losing most of their good players, Leeds. So is that an attractive prospect for a player to go? As you could just say it's the same as if Leicester went in for a player and Liverpool were in for a player. Surely he would probably have to consider Liverpool first. And I just think it's the same with Leicester and Leeds. I'm going to take you guys' information on this because you know him better than I do. He is worth it, says Ant. If you want top prospects, you have to play decent money. Look at little Wes. Indeed. And Spencer also says, you just want me to keep saying this, don't you? Del Coteri is the next Kieran Dewsbury-Hall. Should Kieran Dewsbury-Hall not be the next Del Coteri, though? Looking at their age and their experience? I'm not sure about that comment there, but Charles is a wonderful with already bags of potential, has also done it for the Belgian national team and is well worth the money, for my opinion. So direct on the ball and can also take the ball forward. Yeah, if we can get anybody that can take the ball forward after last season. Not the next KDH, Spencer. Him and De Bruyne are totally different players and is a winger that can bring... I was getting my KDBs and my KDHs. Yes. I should have gone to Specsavers, Spencer. Sorry. You get what you mean there. Everybody's reminding me there that I got it wrong. Thank you, guys. Like you say, who knows whether he will be the next De Bruyne. It would be very, very nice. And yes, and I agree, it would be great to get somebody in that is experienced for a change rather than being somebody in the old age is catching up with old man Chris. And just come and sit to the front of the room so then if you put your hand up I can see that you're actually asking a question. And Mike said he likes the concept of this show, mate. Thank you very much. I'm trying a few different shows out for the new season. This is just going to be one of them which can run throughout. I tell you what I want everybody's thoughts on, and especially Spencer. Dennis Pratt. Torino have had him for the season. They want him on loan for another season, but Leicester don't want to loan him. They want to sell him. Would Dennis Pratt be a good option if Tielemans was to leave? Would you take Dennis Pratt back? I know he's a different type of player to Tielemans, but he has a role. We know he's got a shot on him, not unlike Tielemans. He is a Belgian national, and it wouldn't cost us anything. Yeah, he has. He's made it clear he doesn't want to be here. I agree with you 100%, Ant. But then... let's face it, he wasn't getting the look. You know, if he came back and went, look, you know, we got rid of Tielemans, you're going to be one of my main men now in midfield, would that not change his mind, possibly? I mean, he's done well in Italy, and I'm sure the standard of living and the weather is a lot nicer in Turin than it is in New Parks. But I don't know. I just think if he had some guarantees... then you're not going to guarantee that he's going to play, obviously. But, you know, you've got to say, look, you know, you're going to be my new Yuri Tielemans on the pitch. Maybe he may just change his mind. Spencer said, but sell him and get the money towards another transfer. Well, Anthony, we will see as we go down the news what's coming up. I'd tell Brendan to swivel on it if I was in. You would tell Brendan to swivel on it if you bumped into him in the street, Dan. Let's be honest with you, before you ran off between his legs and down the street. So I take it you would sooner have Charles, whatever he was called, more than our Mr. Pratt, I take it. But fine. I was just throwing that out there just to get your thoughts on it. Let us have a look what else we have here. Jamie Vardy's theory. These are some of yesterday's news now. New contract for Kieran Dewsbury Hall. Now, Jeff Peters at TalkSport has reported that Dewsbury Hall has now officially signed his new deal at City, and it's one that will keep him at the club until 2027. I retweeted this yesterday. I mean, Jeff Peters, he works for TalkSport. You can't sort of deny that they know what they're talking about. And I know earlier you were saying, Ant, about, you know, the Sun newspaper, but, you know, you've got to be, you see, the Sun is part of the same group that owns Sky Sports. So is it any more reliant if it's on Sky Sports than it is than if it's in the Sun? Who knows? Hey, it's the silly season and rumours are going round. But I tweeted this yesterday, and like I said at the start, if this is part of the rebuilding in tying these players down, you know, Luke Thomas, Kieran Dewsbury Hall, Harvey Barnes, and let's not go too bad on, well, he didn't play well last season. Nobody played well last season. Nobody played well, did they? It was the whole team. You know, players were being played when they were in that red danger zone, which was the, well, they really shouldn't be playing because they're going to make the injury worse, but we hadn't got anybody else, so they had to play. So, yeah, you know, forget last season. Look at what they could do in the couple of seasons before that. James says, I'd sell him if I were you, managers, to save the money and invest that for all back to Dennis Pratt. And I like Pratt, but he might as well have not existed. But exactly, I couldn't argue with you, Ant. He was totally and utterly ignored, and I do not blame him at all in wanting to leave, you know. And we haven't got Europe now. And, of course, that was one of the, you know, you could say, well, we've got, you know, we're in four competitions, we need the biggest squad. We're not in Europe now, so maybe he wouldn't even get a look in. I liked him, like you say, I liked him, but, you know, if it's not to be, it's not to be. Yeah, the reason I call it slow sports news, it is. It's silly season. It's silly season. 5 years, that boy's going to play for England and be our captain. Yeah, I mean, let's not get carried away. 5 years means nothing. We could sell him next summer. It just means we get more money for him. But if this is true, you know, when we did the Leicester Till I Die end of season awards, he was my outstanding, most improved player. He was just unbelievable. He got the ball, he carried it forward, and I'll be honest with you, when you had Luke Thomas himself and James, not James Maddison, oh my God, I am getting old, Harvey Barnes, down that left-hand side, it was, I watched the understanding they had between them. Is true. Now, you did say earlier, Ant, that it's been signed some time, they're just waiting to announce it. Well, I don't know why the delay is in announcing it, because I've just had should we be getting impatient about signings? Anthony, Chris, I had a link seen it today. I think Dan sent it when. Is that stream? I don't know what stream you mean, mate. Just give me a bit more information. Send me a tweet and I'll look into it for you. But yeah, but that is great news. Kieran Dewsbury Hall signing that contract, if it be true. And then we've got what I would like to refer to as the Wagatha Derby. Should we call it the Wagatha Derby? We are playing Derby County in the pre-season friendly. Now, I don't know whether somebody at Leicester City has got the best sense of humour in the world, or somebody has somebody just shit-stirring. I mean, you know, Derby County, come on, Come on. It is nice to help our poor neighbours up the road. And I would not like to, as I've said many times, I love the fact they're in the third tier. I wouldn't mind seeing them go down to the fourth tier, but what I don't want is to see them go out of business. So if we can help, then, let's do it. You know, let's help them. We nearly went out of business before. So are we playing Derby County? The Make-A-Wish Foundation. Yes, Ant. I'm going to give you that one, Ant. That is excellent. That Ant, that deserves. Yeah. Well done, mate. Well done. That's If I had a prize for a joke of the day, that would be it. It will be come a movie soon. This magazine. I don't know what it seems to have sort of what's happened. I'm bothered, but I did actually have a look the other day. It has gone on longer than the Pirates of the Caribbean, that pair's trial. But James, yeah, I like Dewsbury Hall. He's definitely got some potential. He's got a hell of a lot of potential, James. He is, I think, a future captain. And saying, yeah, Brendan's hyped this rebuild up more than anything I've ever seen. Like I say, let's not think. Was he using it as a G up to the team? I don't know. Time will tell. The kit. What do you? I love this kit. I did a show on it the other day. I love this kit. I've clicked to pre-order. I've clicked the. Tell me more information about it. Every year, I'm not working now. I'm on the old UC. And I'm not so well off. And I was really, really hoping that they were going to bring out a shirt that I absolutely hated. And they haven't. I love it. Absolutely love it to bits. I love a good collar. And that is very reminiscent of the 1978 Frank Worthington kit. Now, you all remember that Admiral those days. I hadn't noticed that actually. I like the kit apart from the badge. It looks like I've spilt my tea on it. I didn't realize, I wasn't even looking at that it has actually got a little bit of yellow in it, hasn't it? Maybe just take it off and put another one over the top, Ant, you know. But I mean, I know people go on and on about kits and say, well, you know, you can buy them off the Aldi. you can buy Derby kits at Aldi, I believe now. But you can buy it off the Adidas site and it's a general one. Well, they all are. They all are. Not just Leicester. It's the same for any club, you know. Last year, I think it was brilliant because we had a design in the pattern, I think, that was unique to us. I absolutely love it. The only problem is, do I buy that as soon as it is available, or do I wait to see what the away strip is going to be? Because as you can see, I've got the third strip on here, which I didn't like. I didn't like it last season either, and I still bought it. But I have got to say, I've got to sort of rein my spending in now. And you know, I didn't like the pink when it came out. I loved it. Wasn't sure about the green. I loved it. What colour is the away shirt going to be next season? I mean, we've had red, we've had black. Do we go back to gold? We've not had gold for a few years. Grey we've had with orange. That was a bit of a weird combination. It seemed to work, though. We've had pink. We've had onyx. Grey to you and me. And we've had sort of green, mint green, because it couldn't just be normal green. So what colour, I wonder, is the away strip going to be? But, you know... Anthony says, Chris, I so like your new kit. Looks all right, but the best one you've had was when you were sponsored by OXO. Tumbleweed. OXO. I must admit, I don't like the sponsor. I think the sponsors, it's just awful. It is just awful, you know. Melina, good evening. How the devil are you? Welcome along. Just talking about the new shirt. If I do get it, Melina, I will probably have you to thank for that. Thank you very much. I hope you are well. I hope your dad is well and that you're not getting too excited about. Having said that, Arsenal are making quite a few signings. So big up, Arsenal. They could be... will it down to 30 quid. It's £63. I tell you what, I'm not having my bloody name and number put on the back. £63. I mean, of course, season tickets have gone up for the first time this season. What do people think about that? I mean, Ant, you're a season ticket holder. I'm not. Anthony. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to. And you get not only that, you get a. One season they finished above us in the last three. One season. And he gets cocky. Trust the process, Anthony. Trust the process. So, Ant, as I tell you, you're a season ticket holder. Price has gone up an awful lot. Here we go. He's replied to me. Season ticket rise is fair. What's not is the individual and membership rise. I had a membership last season, and it was a standard membership, 32 quid, and I think it's the same this season. So I don't think I have gone for the 42 one, but I don't think that has gone up. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. I am old. My memory's not what it was. And I think the season ticket, it's unfortunate that it's come this season when we are in the middle of the cost of living crisis, or what they used to call it when I was growing up, a recession. But then again, their costs have gone up. You know, if you think how much electricity and gas is going up, try lighting and heating in a bloody football stadium. So I get it. And it is the first time in 7 years. We didn't even put a price up when we got promoted. So I think people that are moaning are a little bit over the top. Maybe they don't need to wobble their head. Turf says, nice kit that. Look better on my bedroom floor. If I'm in your bedroom, I'm keeping my kit on. Okay. I'm not throwing my kit on the floor. Who was that? The Chelsea fan. He was a politician under Thatcher or Major, typical conservative. And he was having extramarital nuptials wearing his Chelsea shirt. Mind you, I think that was probably the season when it was the only way Chelsea could score, if I'm being honest. I think the shirt is nice. Let's have a look. We know that the opening fixture has already changed to Sunday. It isn't for Sky. I don't think it's on telly. It's because of the Caribbean Carnival. So I get the fact that they've moved it. Christian Eriksen. Now, there's one that we've been linked with. The individual match ticket at 45 quid is a fitting. I get what you mean now. I get what you mean. Any news on the away shirt, colour-wise, etc.? Apparently, Dan, we're going for claret for the second strip, just to get us ready for the championship, just in case the worst happens. No, it'll be 2 or 3 weeks. Well, August before we hear about the away and third strips, mate. So just hold on to that show. Hold on to that show. Eriksen, Tottenham. I was listening on the radio today coming back from my UC meeting. You sound like Alcoholic Anonymous, don't I? Apparently, Tottenham do not want Christian Eriksen. Now, I find that really weird because Conte, the manager, had Eriksen at Inter Milan, I believe. And he was one of his better players. But apparently, it's made the pathway clear for Manchester United. There was an offer on the table from Brentford, which I thought he might take. And in a way, a little bit of me wished he had done. Because where were these players, you know, where were these clubs when he was looking for a job last year? Would you take him at Leicester? I would. He's on a free. He's on a free, so we can afford to pay him a little bit more. And would he not be a great sort of player that if he's not going to play every game every week, that he can come on for those last 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and he can make something happen? I can't, Spencer, you're quite right. I can't see him coming either. I'm not going to lie. I would love him. As Kevin Keegan said, I would love it. I can't see him coming. He didn't start at Inter. He was the top goal scorer, though, I believe. And that might be the radio giving me duff information. Conte didn't play Eriksen, Chris. They didn't get on. 100%, then I won't have the worst line in Leicester. I don't know. I was looking over your head, Ant. I can never see what your hair's doing. Spurs don't want Eriksen, turns down United, you turn to Brentford. Depends who's in for him. I can't see it happening, but it would be class. It would be very class. I mean, it would be the marquee signing, would it not? You know, I just think, but then again, you know, if he stays at Brentford, he knows the manager there. No pun intended, but James would take him in a heartbeat. We'll see what happens, wherever he might end up. Indeed, you know, he'd probably be good at Everton, James. There's a lot of clubs he'd be good at. I'm just watching on Sky now. There's a certain Mr. Bale that's going to be available on a free. Now, we are talking absolutely silly wages. Absolutely silly wages, obviously, for Bale. But, again, he's a free agent. Rumours are, allegedly, that it's going to be Cardiff, because that was his home, his kid he supported, I believe. I'm sure Mike will tell me if it wasn't the team he supported as a kid. But would you take Bale? Straight away, Ant says, no, he can do one. Do you not think... And the only worry is with Bale is the effect it would have on the dressing room. Yeah, and because he would be kind of up here, wouldn't he? And he'd think he was up here. That was the thing. I can't see it happening. I'm going to be honest with you. Spencer says, I think he will go West Ham. Now, again, that is a possibility. If he wants to stay in London, because obviously all his clubs have been London. Chris Welsh, good evening, sir. How the devil are you? Anthony says, Burnley signed a striker today. He went for a quid, a scratch card, and a pack of polos. And James said he wouldn't have Bale either. I can see him beat. My God, he looks like he's gone grey. So I wouldn't have Bale either. I think there's a lot of clubs would. I'd love him, but I just think it would cause too many problems. Although we have got the golf course in place, ready for him at the training ground. So remember that, Gareth. Just remember that. Do you see us signing Nathan Collins, says Hassan? Well, actually, Dan, if he's still in here, doesn't want him to go. I mean, Tarkowski was a weird one, because when he was available for 30 million, we wanted him but didn't want to pay 30 million. Now he's on a free. Now when he's on a free, we don't go in for him, and he goes to Everton, I believe. I just don't get that. You know, we wanted him, and now we can have him for free. We don't want him. I don't understand that at all. Dan says, hands off Nathan Collins. Yeah, I'm half Welsh, loving for this country, but he's not someone you want to rely on week in, week out due to injuries and wages. Whichever half of the Welsh you are, and please keep it covered. I believe when you're going to get a clap was last year on your holidays that woman gave it to you from Southampton. I could be wrong, Anthony. I could, of course, be wrong. Gareth and Madison's a good faith. Collins is class, yeah. Maybe we've said, well, we don't want Tarkowski because he is a bit older. Let's have Collins instead. I hate talking about going for players when the fans of that club are in there, because I know it winds me up about Madison last year with Arsenal. So I'm not going to say it would be a good signing. It would be a good signing if he decides he wants to leave Burnley. To be honest, a lot of clubs should stay away from Bale because of dressing room disruption it would cause. I think we're all saying that. Dan, you sent a link for a show, I think. When is it, mate? And I think Ericsson will stay in London, whether that is Brentford or back to Tottenham. I think you are right. I think you are right indeed. Well, you're not doing that very good. your Southampton top gave it away. And Turf Morehouse, Dan says, I'm doing a show on Bristol City. It's called The Shit Show. Oh, Dan hitting back there. So, yeah, I don't think we'll get Christian Eriksen. I'm not going to lie. Okay, here's another one. Here's another one for you. And they just keep coming. They just keep coming like buses. to be fair, this is the first one we've done, so we are playing catch-up a little bit here. Leicester City are reportedly one of the teams interested in Chelsea forward Armando Broja this summer, but face Premier League competition. Who knew? The Daily Mail mentions City as one of the clubs, along with Serie A side Napoli, who are showing interest in the Albanian in the transfer window. However, it seems that Premier League rivals West Ham United are leading the race, with the Hammers preparing their opening offer. Broja spent last season on loan with Southampton when he scored 6 goals in 32 Premier League appearances. The Saints have held talks over extending the player stay at St Mary's beyond this summer. So, again, I say is it good that we're not diving into the transfer market early, or is it bad? I mean, you know, Newcastle signed Pope today. Apparently, you know, he was given, I can't believe I'm going to say this, apparently he was given the Burnley's, I can't see it. Newcastle have signed Pope today. Apparently he got Burnley's blessing. I've got to give myself one of these, haven't I? Yes, there we go. Haven't we got enough strikers? Vardy, Daka, Iheanacho, unless one of them leaves. Vardy, I think, will be playing less. Daka will start to come through more. I think we saw that this season. It was kind of warming him up, if you like. Iheanacho, another one I wouldn't be surprised if he left. I wouldn't want to see him go, but, you know, he's not being used to his best of his ability. We saw him come on at the end of the previous season. Top goal scorer, last few games. Amazing with Vardy, the way they played. And then Brendan dropped him. One of the wonders of supporting Leicester City. We talked about this before. The club have raised the tickets by about 10%. The cheapest match day ticket is now £30. The most expensive non-hospitality ticket is up to £58. Now, how does that compare to Arsenal, Anthony? Because I think Arsenal, it's their cheapest is something like, oh, it's ridiculous. Apparently the most expensive. And I guess Tottenham's will be as well now with the new stadium. So, yeah, I think it's fine. You know, don't have a go at the owners. They've not increased the prices on tickets for 7 years, even when we got promoted. So, you know, if you are complaining about prices, wobble your head. I don't think we can go too mad. And, yeah, there's the news from yesterday. That they have signed Vieira. Apparently they thought they were signing Patrick Vieira as the new manager, and that they don't know who this guy is that's turned up to play for them. Sorry, Anthony, couldn't resist it. Could not resist it. And then we look at when Eriksen will make his decision. Brentford manager, apparently, has said, Thomas Frank has said that Christian Fuchs will make a decision over his future within 2 weeks, amid Leicester City reportedly making an offer. Yeah, we just go on and it goes on and it goes on. And then just to end on the kit, we did the move in the date of the opening game for the Caribbean Carnival. Leicester City supporters are split after the club unveiled the new kit for the 22-23 season. Many fans Only fans like the kit, which has gone down better than some in previous years, while others are not quite so keen. There's general consensus among many, though, that there are two glaring issues with the new strip. Oh, I tell you what are the two glaring issues? I'm having a feeling, Ant. That sounds like, no, I'm not feeling, Ant, but I'm having a feeling it might be the gold badge. The first is the gold badge, where the original colours would be preferred, but perhaps the biggest talking point away from the design of the kit is the price. Adult replica shirts will cost a staggering £63 for City supporters to buy. That is the largest gripe amongst most fans and made their opinion heard on social media. It is ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. £63. I mean, just especially when there's three, you know. For the last 5 years, I've bought all three shirts every season because my wife didn't used to let me. Now I've got rid of her, or she's got rid of me, whichever way you want to look at it. I can, so I do. But yeah, it's £63. I've got to decide what I'm buying because I'm only buying one this season. Anthony, I don't know much about this guy, Vieira, but seeing him on YouTube, not a bad player. They're all good on YouTube, Anthony. That's the worrying thing. Guys, thank you very much. That is it for the news. I don't think we'll be doing it every day. I don't know. Let me know in the comments. When I finish the chat, let me know in the comments below. Would you prefer this to be like 10 minutes every day or an hour every week? Or half an hour every 2 weeks. Let me know how often you would like this chat. And there we go. There I am. And I can let you know. Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, we have got the debate show. These are proving quite popular. So there's no right or wrong, and it's not all necessarily about Leicester City. But Leicester City owners also own OH Leuven in Belgium, of course. Should clubs be allowed to own lower league clubs in the UK, in England, if you like? So should Manchester City be able to own Bury? Should Leicester be able to own, I don't know, Coventry? You know what I mean, though, because we can use those as feeder clubs. We can let our players go there on loan, and it would mean that there is a better pyramid, if you like, because we can't keep letting these smaller clubs go out of business. And when you look at Manchester, you've got within the Greater Manchester area, and I'm going to miss some off here, but you've got Bury, Bolton, Rochdale, Oldham, Accrington. I know they're not really, as well as the two Man United. Now, if you're born, who are you going to support out of those or Manchester City, Manchester United? So mainly we need to maybe have a look at that and see if something can be done. So that is coming up tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. We've also got coming up the Chat Shit Get Banged show. Yes, fun and jokes, banter and mockery. The show that doesn't take itself too seriously. It's more fun than having your balls grabbed by Vinnie Jones. This is going to be coming next week. I'm not sure when, if, why, how, or why, but it will be coming next week. It's all about having fun. We're going to have a bit of fun with competitions, the birthday spread, which is basically lifted straight off Hawksby and Jacobs on Talk Sport. We've got the things you wouldn't like to hear, which is a lift off of Mock the Week. we've got another one, which is, I said the birthday spread, haven't I? Mock the Week. Oh, and football teams all with a named theme running through it. So a bit of fun. No transfer talk, no club talk. We're just going to get on. We're going to have a laugh and just laugh at all things football. Mainly Arsenal, I have a feeling we will be laughing at, but that's going to be coming up next week. Fearless Fox, thanks for popping on just as we are going off. So hopefully you'll go back and hopefully you will watch it through. But thank you very much for coming on. And if you haven't subbed to the site, please do already. And don't forget, let me just get all the bits out the way here. If you are a gamer, we are now being sponsored by Faithful Grips. which again doesn't sound 100% clean, but they do gaming accessories. So your leads, your buttons, your consoles, your handle, and you know, your console, you know, yeah, you know, bits that you hold. I don't play games. And you can get 10% with them. So if you go to the website, faithfulgrips.co.uk, honestly, you will not be getting, you know, any Ann Summers or anything up like that. And if you quote the code as you see it there, MAKARYK, you will get a 10% discount. So just enter that code in when you come to sell it, and you will get a 10% discount. And also, if you do like our little ones like this,
Leicester lead again. The goals are flowing here now.
Yeah, introchamp.com. They will sort you out some nice little videos. They're all, there's about 300 or 400 different ones on there, themes or just general ones that you can add your name, your logos, pictures to, and they're only $6, which is about $4.95. I checked earlier today's exchange rate. So a fiver for a video. It is not bad at all. So introchamp.com. Check them out. Do check them out. I will see you tomorrow at 9. Fearless, I say thank you very much. Thanks to Dan. Thanks to Anthony. Thanks to Mike. Thanks to Chris Welsh. Thanks to Dan. I've already thanked him. Doesn't want to be thanked too much. Spencer, thank you. Hassan, thank you very much as well. I think that's everybody. Spencer Knight, I think I mentioned him before. And, of course, Rene was in earlier, and James as well. Thank you all very much for being in the chat and joining in. Cheers, James. See you soon, mate. Take care. Thank you for watching. If you haven't yet, get over to YouTube, Leicester Till I Die TV. Please click the subscribe button. And if you click that notification bell, you'll never miss a show. But also, please smash the likes button. It does help us with YouTube. And if you've been listening on your favorite podcast platform, whether that is Apple iTunes, Amazon, Google, Spotify, loads and loads of others that some of them I've never even heard of, or just ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die, and you can listen to me in full podcast flow. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Have a good night. Thanks for joining in, and thanks for tuning and listening. I will see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Take care, and remember, don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye, and see you next time.
Watching, these videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.